Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This morning, I want to teach you on something that is going to pain you, but you've got to learn this and kill entitlement mentality. Kill entitlement mentality. Some of us, because our brothers have things, we believe that they should share with us. Chapter what, verse what in the Bible? There is a mentality you must kill today before we leave here. This know also, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, in the last days, perilous time shall come. I would say, men shall be lovers of themselves, of their own self. They are covetous, they are boasters, they are proud, they are blasphemers, they are disobedient to parents, they are unthankful, and they are unholy. There is a mentality you must kill. And today, every one of us will pray just that one prayer. Every entitled spirit in my life, die today. Entitlement spirit in my life must die today. Entitlement mentality is the unrealistic demand from another person. Inordinate, inappropriate, unmerited expectations. For the fact that my brother has money, my brother's money is not my money. Somebody say, I hear you. You won't answer me. Entitlement mentality is an inappropriate disorder. Is a mindset that is terrible, wrong, and dangerous. Entitlement mentality, we deny you of opportunity of self-assessment to know your worth in life, because you have used your life to depend on everybody, not even your husband, not even your wife. Why? Your husband, your wife, fine, they are responsible for you. Entitlement mentality makes you blame others for your failure. Yeah, you blame them for your failure. And as long as you blame others for your failure, look at me, you're going nowhere. Can I pray on top of your head? Every spirit of failure in your life is terminated today. Amen. Entitlement mentality, this is why so many people today, they are in pain, they are frustrated, they are hurt, and they are bitter, because they believe my brother, my friend, my uncle has, and they are not helping me. Chapter what, verse what in the Bible? Look at me, please. Do you want to be great? I'm not hearing. Do you want to be happy? Then kill entitlement mentality. You must do it consciously. I've had people saying that my life is like this because my uncle did not help me. A family, they were expecting a baby. And the next thing, they are believing that the uncle of the wife is going to send them to England to deliver the baby. Because all his own children, they are delivered there. So there's no 6 months, you know, the process vis-a-vis. 8 months, no. Pam, they born in Nigeria. And they did not talk to that man. You know, they born. Did not greet the man again. And the man was, what have I done wrong? Entitlement. You are just laughing. 85% of us in this place now, we have it. Yes, we have it. Either this, I'm telling you now to plan early, so that you will not wait for your children to survive. And as I'm telling you, I'm teaching you now to plan your life early. And if God has planted you where you are already moving, stop looking around. I kill every spirit of entitlement mentality in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know why I'm not saying amen? His money is my money. Some of you are waiting for your brother to die so that he can take over his property. We know you. We know your tribe. That's why you're not saying amen. We know your tribe. Am I lying here? That your brother... The brother's property, what about his poverty? Is his poverty your poverty? you begin to look at his wife, that he will soon die and you will take over his wife, you will die before him. But somebody told me to my face, and I don't deserve to have my boy. That is when I'm supposed to have my boy. And like another person told me that these girls, Emilia Kim Bikin Shane, these are entitlement mentality that people believe that what you have is what they're supposed to have. And let me tell you, if you don't kill it, that thing kills you, makes you to do something that will make you go to jail. Pastors should be preaching about Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But let me tell you, what will make you go to hell, that Jesus came to die for you so that you don't go to hell, number one of it is entitlement. Lord, deliver me from this wicked spirit. Look at me. Nobody owe you anything. You didn't hear me. Nobody owe you what? Nothing. Why are you not answering me? Today, Nani message is not good. Your message will be good. Imagine that part of when I say nobody owe you what? My brother, since my friend have money now, he's not picking my call again. Pick your call. Pick your call. Namdi, pick your call. Pick your call. Are you fine? It's his phone. It's his money. It's his call. If it is easy, you to go and make money. See, don't let people become your enemy because they said no to you. They said no to you today. They might say yes to you tomorrow. One of my cousins came to meet me some very long, 13 years ago. I wanted to buy a bike that he was to be using it in Ibadan. So I said to him, I don't even need to pray. You're not going to do that because you are going to die. He just said, no problem. He ate, slept. The next morning, he didn't tell me Baba, he left. It's 14 years now. He didn't say hello to me again. Even when his father died, my father's brother, I called him. He didn't pick. Good radiance or bad rubbish. Don't greet me now. Look at me. When people walk out of your life, please quantify what is their usefulness in your life first. You don't greet your uncle again because he didn't help you. Were you useful to him before? The messages you are preaching, am I rolling? If you are useful, then let me go there. Let's face this one. See, the money in my pocket is my money. The one in her pocket or your pocket is your money. Look at me. And you can choose to use it anyhow. It's none of your. Should I still continue? Yes. I have this idea. Let God that created you fund your idea. This is not fair. Life has never been fair. Is life fair? If life is fair, why is it that your father that born you is poor? Why are you born in Nigeria? Why are you not born in Germany? Life is not fair. Don't have an innovative idea. This vision God gave me, I was praying. When the Lord walked into my room, the Lord walked into your room and he gave you the vision. He didn't give you provision. Let God that give you that vision go and meet him. He will give you what? The provision. Let people decide whether they want to help you or not. Somebody say, I hear you. Remove your eyes from your brother's money. Remove your eyes from your sister's property. And let me tell you, for the fact that they didn't help you, they will not die no matter the prayer you pray against them. In fact, the more you pray, the more they live long. Die by fire. You did not help me. Die by fire. Who is going to answer the prayer? Is it God or your village? Oh, God. Father, deliver me from entitlement mentality. Deliver me from this spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I was saying Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. I say, work out your own salvation. Yeah, work out your salvation, my dear. Work out your salvation. See, look at me. The earlier you dust yourself like this, eh? And know that you are not born with anybody. You begin to work on yourself and be better. Nobody is entitled to help you. If they help you, praise God. If they don't help you, praise God. There's no hallelujah, no amen, no nothing here. Look at me, not even your brother. There are tribes in Nigeria, Yoruba inclusive, that believe that the firstborn should train all the other. Why did you burn what you cannot train? An old man was planning to have another child at 75. I told him, if you burn any nonsense, you will burn in hell. Director any older. I say, if you born any, now maybe he will not be living with director. Oh my God. Oh Chineke me Oduma. If you try to born any unbornable, if you stay poor because your brother did not help you, you choose to be poor. I know what is good for you. Shall I still continue? Everyone you see has what they are dealing with. The brother came to report his elder brother here. He said, all of a sudden, he don't hammer. I just built a house in Abuja. I went to Abuja. The house was massive. That when he was going, he didn't even give me transport money. I said, did he call you? Did he get that money to go? He said, hi, daddy. I said, don't daddy me. So what you brought it for what? It's not every head you pray against. And as he stood up to be going, the Lord told me, even the house that guy built, he borrowed money. So I said, come here. He was in the bank, he said, yes. He said, Maria in the bank, he said, yes. Ah, daddy, thank God. I said, okay, sit down. Do you know he's in debt? That man you are looking at is owing. Now get out of my office. That was the last time I see him. I mean, I not see him. There are some people I don't want to see. Maybe he brought his case to me. Who knows if he has gone to Herbalist? You know you can be suffering now because somebody has taken your name somewhere that you did not help them. You don't know? Me, I know. But you know what? The Lord will deliver you. Likewise, you did not take the name to anywhere. But what about the witchcraft inside that you have? My younger sister did not help me. When they burn her like this, they burn her with all the ponton ponton and the blood inside. I mean, carry her. She will suffer. God knows she will not suffer. You are the one that will suffer. I think I should be more encouraging in this message. What do you think? I should not be encouraging. Don't look at people and presume that their life is okay. They are packaging. People are doing what? They are packing. If people package Kampala clothes for you, you say, baby, yellow, consider nada. If you tear the cloth, go to go and learn how to package yourself. He said, just changing clothes, just changing clothes. It's a lie. Oh, mele. They know about color. They are men, soldiers. They are men, people that know how to design. Mele. And they'll be coming with handkerchief. They'll be doing like this. You see, even the sweat is money. It's a lie. May the Lord give you great ideas to generate wealth. May you receive deliverance from this spirit of entitlement mentality in the name of Jesus. Yes. Beware of entitlement mentality. Look at me. Run from it. In fact, kill it. And this is the reason why most people don't make it in life, because they are believing that one day somebody will come and help me. This is why most people fail in life. They go to church. When they are praying, their eyes is not on God. Their eyes is on my uncle. Let him help me. Let him help me. Uncle, kosi si mi fun, you will not rest. Uncle, as I'm talking now, oh yeah, you are wasting time. Understand this today, that nobody owes you. I'm not hearing you here. Nobody owes you. I'm not. Wait here. Nobody owes you. Now here, nobody owes you. At the back, nobody owes you. Let me now bust your bubble. Even God does not owe you anything. That one, I will not grieve for pastor. Show it from the Bible. Come. Matthew 25, verse 24 to 30. That which I received one talent came. Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou... You remember this story? He gave talent one to one. Another one he gave what? Two. Another one he gave what? Five. Why didn't he give them 2-2-2? Or 3-3-3? But gave this one one. Gave this one what? Gave this one five. Is God. Whatever he likes, he does. Whatever he gives to you is your own. Whatever he gives to your brother, I've taught you. If you are going to get it, you can get it. And I'll teach you again. But expecting that what is in your hand is yours is the beginning of thievery. Beginning of what? There's no response here. Is it because it's not receiving? Receive it. In life, we need people. But we must not allow man to replace God. Somebody say, I hear you. Look at me. We could learn from men, but we must not lean on men. If you lean on man, waiting that they will help you, as what? I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. Psalm 121. From whence cometh my help? Who made heaven and earth? We sing every time here. All of my help come from God. Abby, why don't you practice it? Why don't you practice it? If you are still putting your eyes on men, you are wasting time. Oh, I pray you will not suffer. Everybody, they have what they are dealing with. And they have what they are dealing with. Let me show you one more, that God is not owing you anything. And that mentality is a killer of greatness. You will be great in life. You know why you're not saying amen? You are angry. That's why I'm not saying amen. You will be great in life. Do you know the pressure that is on anybody that is lifted? Do you know the pressure on him? You know, people come for counseling here, not for counseling, but to collect money. And now God, I don't bring money to church anymore. Not even 1 naira when I'm coming. I come to with 75,000. I had to share 120. I said, when I was small, people come to church to come and bless the pastor. But me, they want to collect my suit. I was praying one day. Even the family wanted to steal my phone. I'm telling you on the table. I was praying with one eye. God just told me, open your eyes. Amen, amen. Hey. I land off immediately. They go and send my phone, 80 naira. 80 naira now, and chop. Remember Luke chapter 2? I read for you just one verse there, verse 7. Because too many words, it does not fool the calabash. You will still do what you want to do. After 7 now, you will still going to begin to disturb somebody. You will still call your brother, calling him. I have a very bad behavior. Should I tell you? The day you make it, the day you break through, what do I do, Pastor Paul? I don't call you again. Very bad. I'm telling you, very bad. I just have to greet you. Greet yourself. Because every call, they call you like this, you think they want to demand from you. It's like people that travel to, once they cross Nigeria and they go to Togo or they go to Ablod, they believe everybody that called them. And they'll put their phone in. Tum, tum, this is the distance of this. You can drop your message or drop your begging and call back later. It will not be your portion. Bible says in Luke chapter 2 from verse 1 to 11. But let us just read verse 7. That place, it touched me. Look at verse 7. Hey. Oh, all the babes here. You know, see, now you carry Jesus. Where do you want to burn Jesus? Babes not there, this church. Babes online. Where you carry Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lord that removed his crown, remove it and said, I will go and die for them. Where was he supposed to be born? Answer me. Eh? Ablod, thank you. It's Ablod. Or palace or mansion. No, the best doctors you operate in. Where them born Jesus? Man. If Jesus couldn't find a place, You have no right over anything in life. Take it easy. Okay, yourself. Why should they burn Jesus? I can't allow them to burn my child in the manger. But God said, no. I will show you the greatest level of humility. From the greatest level to where can they burn him again? It's worse than Ajegunle now. Hebrews verse 7 again. You are still angry, Abby? And she brought forth her first son and wrapped him in a swaddled cloth and laid him where? Her blood. Laid him where? Oh boy, guys, I'm not laughing to you. What kind of message be this one? It's for whatever. Oh, which one be manger? So you want to tell me God cannot arrange for a place for Jesus? Oh my God, I'm not hearing you here again. I'm not hearing you here again. If God, the Ancient of Days, verse 7, then you need to do away with entitlement mentality. Somebody say, I hear you. Entitlement mentality makes you to believe, among other things, that you deserve the best. You deserve automatic respect. Everybody should respect you. They should give you a special attention. Because you are not born. You were thrown into this world. And that mentality believes that people should serve you. People should worship the feet. Your feet and the ground on which you have put your legs. Oh boy, you know they go like that. You know they go how? I'm asking you again, if you are Mary and God had to make a demand, I want to borrow your womb, where would you like to bring forth your child? You can see you are not answering me. Where? Abroad. God will bless you. You will go abroad. You know that you are carrying Jesus. So what are you carrying exactly now? What are you carrying exactly now? Is it as precious as Jesus? They are not answering me again. I have security. You can't do me anything when I'm going home. Stop looking that some people's lives, they are better than yours. Let me tell you, their time came. They took opportunity of it. Listen to me. Your chance will come. Ben, your time will come. I said your chance, opportunity, and time will come. And let me tell you, when it comes, you will not fail. You will not mess up. I know you don't like this service, so it's very short. But this one will deliver you so that you will not give yourself heart attack. Blessed are the people that expect nothing from anybody, for they shall have peace of mind. Should I continue? Can never happen in my life that I will have to take the last born to the first born that take is your brother and marry for him. For what? Is it not the one I want to sleep with woman? If you want to sleep with woman, go and walk to feed the woman. Because anybody you take house for you, anybody you marry for, you must take house for them. Please, in the church, we do some things that's not biblical, that is nonsense. I've done it before, and that's why I'm preaching. I'm telling you now so that you don't make my mistake. Somebody say, I hear you. So entitlement mentality is a threat. You become a threat to people because you begin to grow. It leads to you are not contented. See, and that mentality is a subtle awareness in your life, thinking that you are better than the person now. It doesn't even. Somebody came to my house when I had my first new car Fortuna, and he said, look at this motor now. You're supposed to give this motor to me. And I pray, I said, Father, Lord, both of them, may they never come close to me again. And God did it. They believe that your life, a young man just bought a car. And that's why some of you, God has not blessed you. You know why? the people around you will kill you if that blessing comes. So God will be waiting for you and them to be separated. Can I pray prayer for you? Zubo, Zubo prayer. May God separate from you that will kill you in the name of Jesus. His friend bought a car. And he said, I've been telling you for number one now. Show us the way now. You know what he did? He carried his friend and said, let me just take you out. They went out, ate, and he took him very far place and killed him. He's not joking now. He's online. Killed the boy. Took his car. When he was like, why did you kill him? He said, "Is the good things of life, is it only him that belongs? It's what about us? Why did you kill him? He said, yes. You are here now. He said, it's developing small, small. You now is developing small, 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 like a small snake is developing. Let's become cobra. I will be bigger. You will swallow the person. Can I pray for you? Come on, for prayer. I will have to pray for you. The spirit of entitlement mentality die in your life today in the name of Jesus. It is the beginning of rebellion against God. Remove your eyes from another man's thing. It's not yours. Whatever that is yours, listen to me, it will come for you. James chapter 1 verse 17, I need to round up now, since you don't like this message, nobody, no problem. The person that will lie for you, you will not meet them. Every good gift and every perfect gift, James 1 17, is from above. Don't forget good and perfect. And coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow. Why don't you submit yourself to the will of God and say, Father, whatever is mine must come to me. Can I pray for you? Whatever is yours will come to you. Amen. Like looking around. Somebody used to walk with me some time ago. Anytime we are moving, you'll be looking around like this. You know what I did? I excuse all of them. Yes, I excuse all of them. I gave all my pastor letters, all of them. I didn't give you two Pastor Paul. Everybody letter. I release you. I'm not good though. I release you. Make una dey go. There's greatness locked on the inside of you. Stop looking abroad. Look inside. There's something on the inside of you. Can I pray for you? It will come to reality. Philemon chapter 1 verse 6. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing. Acknowledge the good thing which Christ has put in you. Don't face life. Look at me. Thinking people will give you. Look for what to give to people. You didn't hear me? Stop looking at, you're supposed to give me. Look, you to do what? Give to people. Start from there. See, I hear you. It's difficult to give anybody anything, but you are waiting for people to give to you. I ask, what have you given to others? You answer me now. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. I have showed you all things. How that so laboring ye ought to support the weak. If they are not supporting you, look for somebody that is weak and weaker and support them. You are not the worst. Are you the worst? And to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. My uncle built a house in Abuja and he invited me. In fact, he didn't invite me. I had to go and preach in Abuja. And he told me, he said, Egbon. And he took me to his house in Abuja. And when I finished praying for him, I brought out a checkbook and I wrote very big money and I said, take. I've not built house. You've done it before me. Take. I said, take it. I was left with just little in my account. And his small boy said, Big Daddy, you have said that you come to Abuja, you will buy me a bicycle. I said, oh my friend, 2 shillings, me never buy. The remaining money in my account should take me back to Lagos and rest. So I made the second mistake. I said, take me to where they are selling bicycle. This boy did not go to 30,000. He didn't go to 40,000. He went for the best. And the father was saying, he don't go there. He said, no, this is what he wants. I said, I don't cast today. So I said, give him the bicycle. And I was left with 5,000. I finished preaching. And the lady called, said, sir, I'm coming to Lagos to come and see you. I want to give you my first fruit. I said, where are you? He said, in Abuja. I said, no, God has brought me to Abuja because of you. Are you laughing me or laughing the message? Let me know. I am in so-so-so hotel. So she met me there. She gave me times 100 of the money I gave my brother. And wanna. In life, it is not what you receive that make you blessed. It is what you give that return back to you. Somebody say, I hear you. I went downstairs to meet her, thinking that 5,000 back to Lagos. I went back upstairs with money. The church that called me to preach, I blessed the pastor again when he was going. I said, wait, Nick, let me bless you. You know, when money is in your hand, you begin to do as you are doing. He said, I'll bless you. Look around you. I taught you last Sunday. No, be so. We are a month of prosperity, Abi. You won't answer me. Don't answer me. See, let me tell you, some of you, until you give out your best share to someone that doesn't have, you might not get what you're looking for. I'm telling you, until you give it out, you will not. I'm not cursing you. I'm telling you the truth. So look around you too. Your uncle is not giving to you. What have you given to others? Shall I still continue? Carry your Bible. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Look at me. If you know you are blessed, you know that you are blessed, it will not be difficult for you to bless others. Being blessed is not a million in the account. Being blessed is a personality that you cannot stand or that starve. That cannot stand or that suffer. Your uncle might watch you suffer. That is your uncle. But there's something about you and that your uncle. Anytime he gives you money, it will finish and you will go back. Because you know, you believe that the money is there. He can always give you. Should I say continue? Oh, this is not a solemn service. Don't make it solemn. Should I say continue? Let's put some spice in this. Genesis 12. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred. You will not be a beggar in life. And from the father's house and from the father's land I will show thee, and I will make thee of great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. Look at it. And I shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that blessed you. You see? He will not go and beg them. They will come and bless him. And curse them that cursed thee. And from you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Nobody owes you anything in life. Rather, you are the one that owes your contribution to life. You owe your contribution to this life. Nobody owes you anything. What have you given to life? What have you given in life? I was praying for a particular time. The Lord said to me that the Lord kept you alive because of all your generosity. She's not our member. I said to her, don't worry. Your tears will soon be wiped away. And she said, I came to ask when. She said she has suffered. I said, don't worry. The Lord, you think when you give, you help others, God is not watching. God is watching you. Command your face from anything that is in another man's hand. See, I hear you. Look at me. You have something to offer, and because of that, you must not, you cannot, you should not, you will not suffer. The day God told me this slogan, and God tell me, I don't hear from anywhere. I have something to offer. Stop thinking of people contributing to you. Stop thinking of people giving to you to consume. In fact, stop thinking of consumption. Begin to think of contribution. Be a blessing to somebody else. Somebody say, I hear you. Stop looking for who will bless you. You to bless somebody. How many of you will walk with this message I'm preaching today? You will walk with it. How many of you hate this message? Your pinky, Abby? Okay. The way to change your reality is to change your mentality. I have never felt bad that anybody not helped me. You help me, thank God. You don't help me, praise God. Somebody was telling me, said, Daddy, with the people you know, I said, don't I know you? She quickly caught the phone. I said, you, what about you? And let me tell you, I have never had to send text message that, and God bless you, God bless you. No. I would rather do the conference of this church that you should go and do this when we have a project. I'm praying for you that you receive sense today. Remove your eyes from the things that are not yours, and God will begin to bless you as you follow biblical principles in the name of Jesus Christ. You cannot be thinking scarcity and stumble on abundance. It's not possible. Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7 says, as a man thinketh. What are you thinking? You are thinking that they should help you. No, I don't think that they should help me. I think I should help you. Are you listening to me now? I received a message from one of my uncles. He said, you cannot be in this family and we are suffering like this. Entitlement mentality. When we grow up, when we go to him, he cannot even give us transport money. And people that make entitlement, they are the people that they never earn it. They did not give you shishi. And now they are asking for pounds. The person you are asking from, the uncle, what have you done for him? I'm asking you. I tell you what happened in Nigeria mountain here. A man went to the mountain and said, please, sir, join me in prayer. And he called like 7 prophets. He has seen that they are powerful prophets. They surrounded him. I said, I'm expecting a project. And they prayed for him. And he made a promise to them. He said, when this project comes, I'm going to give all of you something. I'm going to give you. And they prayed for him. And after a few months, they heard that he has, and they came to his house. He gave them food, they ate. After, you know, I said, yes, God bless you. You know, what I want you all to go and do now is go back to that mountain. You should stand in the middle, all of you surround him. The day you want to do it, let me know so that I will join you so that we can be 7. Has he not giving them something? Me, I will now go to your house to be saying that we pray for you. We pray for you. God answer. Am I the one that answer? The God that answer you will answer me too. I met politicians. As I'm talking now, they are watching me. I met great politicians to the level of senator. I've met president. And you know what? I have never made demand on any of them. Ask people close to me. If we needed money in Lekki, I told that man, I said, go and build an 100 million church in your village. He went, he is the village. And he said, Daddy, you're supposed to tell him to come and build it here. Guys! God did not tell me that. Whatever I tell you, listen to me. I am not, how much do you have that I'm after? And the man said, why can't I build it here? I said, no. God said, go and build it there. Who told you I don't need an 100 million auditorium? I won't preach normally. I won't preach. My English will be more polished. Can I pray for you? In life, you will not waste. I'm praying for you. You will not waste away. Let me finish this place. In life, you will not be a failure. If that prayer is only for only you, shout a big amen. Let me hear you. As a man thinketh, as a man thinketh, what you focus on, magnify. You are looking at your uncle. You are looking at your friend. You are looking at your brother. Looking on you. Commot your face. Commot your face from there. Never, never let me down. I'm not hearing you.
Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking at you.
Look at me. Stop focusing on what you lack. Focus on what you have. What did I say? Say it again. Focus on what you want. You have something. Focus on what you have and begin to magnify it. Remove your eyes. Let them count. Look at me. Let them count. The millions in front of you like this, they count like a fra. Looking at you when they're counting it. Remove your eyes from there. Your own money will come. Your time will come. And stop praying on prayer, Father Lord. The money my uncle's hand, you say, I will take it the fruit of the Gentile. You know how the Gentile sees money, whether I use his son. Do you know how he got his money? You want to eat the fruit of Gentile? The question there is so linear. I'm just telling you that. Wasteful. Somebody worked for money. He has killed his son. He has killed his wife. You want to eat the fruit? Am I wicked here? Let me know so that I can repent too here now. We are all repenting. You are eyeing me. I saw you. Matthew 25. Let me round up because the way you are looking at me is not good. For unto everyone that hath shall be given. You have. God will give you more. He shall have abundance. Look at it. But from him that hath not. You are always saying you don't have. Look at. From him that hath not shall be taken away. Even that which he had. Even that means you have something you are saying you don't have. That thing you have, bless somebody with somebody say, I hear you. I pray for a church that you see your brother and help your brother. Not looking at your brother to collect from your brother. I pray for a church. But I say, we have a shop we are not using. Can you use the place for 2 years? Do an agreement. Use the place for 2 years. Use it free. And from there, God will bless you. Or begin to pay. God will take us there. You are not saying amen. A family in America gave $1 billion to a school. $1 billion. We have families in Nigeria. They have dollars. They have, but they will not. That's what I pray for you. That God will bless you to give. Not waiting that somebody will give you. Anyway, you know, how can 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes become multiply? And because that was what the boy has. What you have can feed nations. David did not have all the spear, javelin, and all. He has only 5 stones. And he brought down David, he brought down Goliath. What others cannot, only one, sir. What others cannot achieve with their greatness? Can I pray for you? Are you ready for it? May you achieve with that little you have in the name of Jesus. And the little in your hand, may God make it great. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear you. Tilly amen and pack your blessing. What you do with the little you have, it will bless the work of your hands. You are the one that is telling people you don't have. People believe that you have. Look at your fine skin. Look at your legs. Look at your fingers. So I don't have. And you have. You are the one that sold yourself to them that you don't have. Let me give you 10 things to do. You want to be happy. You have to kill entitlement mentality. So you can do 10 things. Number one, diagnose your heart. Diagnose your heart. Your heart knows. Ask yourself questions. In what areas of my life am I discontent? In what area of my life am I covetous? Look at me. I have never wanted a new phone. Look, I'm telling you the truth now. Take it or leave it. I have never prayed for a Range Rover. But I pray for Jet. Do you know why? So I'm not asking for name and brand. I'm asking for necessity, not luxury. Because from necessity, I can become great and luxurious. Search your heart. A lady came to my office. She says she's looking for a husband. Her phone rang. And the next thing, the phone of 1.3 million, I'll be 1.5.7. And she opened the phone and she said, nah, nah. She said, excuse me, sir. Hello. You're right, I'm praying. I said, what job are you doing? He said, I'm believing God for a job. How did you get the phone in your hand? He said, Daddy, baby, Benny, I will all call him once and I will call you, told you me, the man that buy me. You can't say it again. Corrupt straight. You want on the brain that there's nothing there. I said, shall I tell you? This phone and everything that is precious to you, go and say, raise an altar. If you cannot do it, sell them and start your business. 3, if you cannot do that, sell them, remove the tithe and start the business. You know what he said? He said, none of the above. Some of you are saying, hey, you could have married now, but the man disguised. You don't know he has money. He came as if he doesn't have anything. So he said he doesn't have property. Later, you now knew that he has money. You want to go back. He said, even if his second wife, you want to become, it will not be your portion. Ask yourself. what area am I discontented? Why am I disappointed with my life? In what area am I comparing my life to somebody else? I have never wanted another person's wife. I have never wanted another person's child. I love my children. I love my family. But you are the one. You will look. Maybe you have girls. Who told you girls are not good? When we had the tall shoot and we had a son, thank God. If it's a girl, it's a girl, it's a girl. That is God has given me 6 children. Because when you have a child, a girl child, you have 2 children. When you have a son, you have 1 child. And don't force me to preach about that today. I have a son. Let him not come and begin to ask me a question. When you have a girl, you have how many people? When you have a boy, you have how many? Yeah, I'm telling you. Don't ask me a question now. I'm going to tell you. I'm the apostle of mystery. How many of you men are taking care of your father here? Let us start now. Children are looking at me. When last did you give your father money? But you are giving your girlfriend mother money. You have not married her. Don't start, oh. At the CV show, no. You are giving your girlfriend mother. Every mom in 30K. Every mom in 50. You say, but you are a man too. Let me see who will give you 5K. This milestone is not normal. I was never normal. I knew it since. Shall I continue? This one I'm teaching you now is not spiritual because I say receive it, and saliva everywhere. No. Second one, what will I do? To kill the spirit of entitlement mentality. There is no shoe you will wear. There is no resource you will wear that can intimidate me. There is no car you will park that can intimidate me. A lady went for this former school, secondary school. You know, they have WhatsApp. Now all of them are combining together now, searching for themselves. Came back home and she was nagging to the husband. Useless man. If you see my colleagues, they are husband. And the husband dragged her to my office. And I said to her, can you do what they are doing? Can you do it? Your friend in Nina, the husband beat her every month. Can you take it? You want good husband now? See, forget packaging, you know. All the people that you always see on social media, come, that are holding themselves. I am mama. We are praying for you. I am mama. Mama, say hello to them. Hello. Sit down. Nah, lie. You know, I sit down taking photographs. They look like this. They look like this. Yeah. Nami, oh. And that's what you say. If you see them, they compliment. Oh, Chimo. Chimo, God. Chiro, Sini. You have not seen anything. At this age, I can tell you that packaging, especially Nigerians. Better live a good life. And let God bless the rest. Don't give yourself it. You are just having a day on that person's money. What happened? Ah, the motto I see today, give me paracetamol. Ofeku. Paracetamol every day, 2 times, morning, afternoon, night. Give me Panadol. No, I want the extra. Why? The car. That car, you almost fly. Number 2. How to kill entitlement mentality. How to kill them. You slept yesterday, they woke up today and they are billionaire. Leave them all. What did I say? Don't say, and teach me how to fish. If God bless you and they bless you, thank God. Go to church, drop your tithe and begin to plan for the rest. But say, no, show me how to fish. They will show you how to finish you. No, I don't want 40 million. Only 80 new wings. I don't want 4 million. Teach me how to finish me. And they will show you. They will see you in church. And you have a very dangerous wife too that like money. You buy a shoe that have flower vessel. Should I have flower vessel? We will be happy that you have hammer. We don't know that the hammer that will finish you is already suspended like this. Looking for... We are former. There's so much packaging. You don't need it. Number two, cling to the promises of God for your life. So he said, he has promised. We're small like this when we are singing it. Don't be desperate. Whatever he has said, he will do. But look at me, not at your time. Is that his word? Even when you don't get what you desperately want. But remember, this year is better than last year for you. And look at me, my dear. Next year better than this year in the name of Jesus. You are not going to die early. You are not going to die now. What he said is going to give to you, he will give to you at the right time. Don't come and kill yourself for yourself before the thing comes. Number three. If you don't remember anything, just remember this one. Imitate Jesus. He laid down his entitlement. Oga, where was Jesus born? In manger. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. How can Jesus lay down his glory? Imitate Jesus. Imitate Jesus. Who being? Let me read from verse 5. Not from verse 6, from verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. You are not going to read with me in verse 6. Who being in the very nature of God is God. Did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Verse 7. Seems they send this one to me. I continue. But made himself of no reputation. And he took upon him the form of a servant, Jesus. But made himself of no reputation. He gave everything out like this, like a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Even men will not give birth to their children in a manger. Did you give birth to your son in a manger? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto even the dead on the cross. Verse 9. What happened because he did that? Verse 9, let me go. Wherefore? God also, God will exalt you. And giving him a name which is above every other name. If he didn't come and die, you cannot be saying Jesus, Jesus now because you don't know him. Where your parents cannot ascend, you will pass the place. Now, what is number one thing I said you should do? You should Dangote. Diagnose your heart. Number two is what? Literature. What did I say? Click the promise of what? Now number three is what? Imitate Christ. Now the other ones are just one line. Number four, don't forget it in your life. Expect more from yourself. Expect more from yourself. Number five, expect less from people. Expect less from people. You're supposed to bless me. Chapter 1 verse what? He's supposed to have chapter 1 as what? I have a father in the Lord that has a limousine. In his compound, there are more than 16 cars in his compound. Exotic cars. And one day you were with me, an olive. And the Lord said, drop your car key. He said, all that come to come and collect. I said, and I release the car. Life is not what your mentor gives you. Whether you want to be your mentor, that I can be collecting from him. Expect less from others. In fact, look at me. When you give to me, I'm surprised. Because I'm not expecting anything from you. Because I say, really? Me? Ah, thank you. And I'll pray for you. If I have opportunity, I'll give you. When I meet the president, I will bless him. Come and meet the president now. As I'm going there now, I have equipped myself to do what? To bless him. You now see that you are looking around, using a handkerchief to, today is today. I must chop. Chop what? Should I continue? If you are already angry, shout hallelujah. Number 6, be grateful for the little assistance given to you. As they bless you, be grateful. Give thanks. Be grateful. You don't know what people are going through to give to you that. Women in the house, be grateful when your husband gives you money. Sometimes what he gave to you was the last in his account. But he will not tell you. He will not tell you. Number 6, are you still there? You are following me. Forgive people for not helping you. What do I say? Forgive them for not helping you. They are supposed to help me. Okay, forgive them. Don't hold it against them. One of the reasons I don't ask anything from anybody is I don't want to hear, I don't have. So I don't ask. I have seen fathers counting money like this, and they will come and tell their children there's no money. Number 8. Are you still there with me? Why am I not hearing your voice again? Are you still there with me? Learn to rely totally on God. So you can learn from men, but don't lean on men. Don't lean on them. Number 9. Prayerfully break out of poverty. Don't forget, work on your salvation. By following biblical principles, pay your tithe. That is the first assignment. There are battles you fight over your children. Raise altars. Battles you fight over your finance. Sacrifice. And I talked about the SOW, servant of God, orphans and widows. How many widows are you taking care of? How many orphans have you assisted? How many servants of God have you blessed? Don't only do that. Under 9B, let me tell you, as God is blessing you, invest. Invest. Find out, can I go into a bakery? Invest in it. Find out, can I go into water business? Invest in it. My brother came to tell me one day of his very powerful plantation. He was lecturing me that, sir, this one is better than palm tree. I said, wow. Invest in 40 years from now. You will not wait for any child. Child can go anywhere. You are blessed. I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. But when you invest and you don't tithe, you don't sow seed. I was saying, so in the morning, so in the afternoon, you don't raise any altar. The wind is coming. The storm is coming. The rain is coming. You cannot threaten me. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not threatening you. But is the wisdom coming? And last one, number 10. This is the last one. Take responsibility of your life. Of your own life. Do you know where your life is? Your life is in your hands. Yeah? Psalm 119, verse 109. This is the last one. I'm done. Look at it. My soul in my uncle's hand. Read it again. My soul is under in my cousin's hand. Where? Your life is in your hands. Your soul is in your hand. Look at me. Your lifting is actually in your own hands. Not the government hand. There are people that have blood, that there's no blood in their vein again. Shall I still continue? Come close. Let me show you again. Judges chapter 12, verse 3. See, your poverty, your deliverance from poverty begins from you working on yourself. Judges 12:3. Look at it. And when I saw that you, when I saw that ye deliver me not, you are not ready to help me, I put my life where? You can read the rest. I'm satisfied with that one. You can read the rest. I'll give you a chance to read it. If they are not helping you, I don't like this message at all. I like this message is making the rich to be stingy. You too be rich. Then decide whether you are going to be stingy or not. You will rise again. I know you don't need my prayer, no problem. You will shine again. I'm not hearing you. You will make money again. In the name of Jesus. I read again for you, Judges. Again for you, another version. NIV. Look at it. Look at NIV. Look at it. See, great people are those who take their life in their own hands. Look at it. When I saw. Why are you not reading? When I saw. When I saw. I did what? Read it. You are free to read it. And the Lord gave me victory. Commot your face from anybody that has. Greet them normally. Don't be intimidated by what they have. I'm not hearing you. For men to help you, don't forget today, you have to show them their gain. You are like somebody wants to marry you. You tell him, if you marry me, I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to submit to you. You will tell the person, this is what you gain by helping me. When you help me, if I sell myself to you now, all the money in your pocket, you will drop it. I sell myself to the right market. When the right comes. Are you listening to me now? For anybody to help you, tell them what they will gain. Uncle, I have a project. This project, it costs 5 million. When you do it, you get 60%, I get 40. I'm telling your uncle will put money there. Except you are a thief that they have given you before and you swindle them. They won't give you again. They gave you 1 million for business. You not bring 50,000. Come with a vision from heaven. Angel brought. Angel walk up to your room. He said, project of 500 million. Even if they have 1 billion, so they'll say, Uncle, tell God to give me back the 2 million I gave you that time. Then we'll continue. Look how you are looking at me. You can't do me anything. From today, your secret battles will become public breakthroughs. I've shown you the way. I've shown you to remove your eyes from anything that is in the hand of anybody. If I give you my phone, Kevin was with me that day when somebody called. You saw the senator. Remember? You are surprised now. You are surprised that, I said, Kevin, pick the call. You think I don't know people? You think I don't know people? I know so many people. But I will never wake up and say, hello, Senator. The Lord is showing me. I see. I don't see anything for you. God has blessed you already. I don't see. But what is mine in their hands, the Lord will collect for me. What is yours in anybody's hand, the Lord will collect for you. Amen. Rise on your feet and let us pray. That means you are blessed. I thought you are not blessed. Me. I thought it's paining you. You have money. How can I be your pastor and you'll be poor? Oh, the poor now. Poverty will see you and run. But we need to do the right thing. Father, deliver me from this wicked spirit. Lift up your voice and pray. Every spirit of entitlement mentality, Lord, deliver me in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray wherever you are in the name of Jesus. Deliver me. Say, I break away from the entitlement mentality. Say, I break away from entitlement mentality. I break away from it. Say, I receive grace to take my life into my hands. Say, I will be a helper, not a burden or liability. I will be a blessing to people around me too. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know, I'm not surprised why you're not saying. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let my entitlement in the hands of men be released to me. See, one thing I know about my life, anything I need, when the time can I get it? See, we are here now. If you are just joining us here, go to the place we were before. You see that this place is nothing. But God said we should move here. That street now, he has turned to quiet. Have you been to that place? Nobody can go in. Nobody said, I turned to Jericho. So move on time, or else we'll have sink with it. Now listen to me. When time comes that we want to buy land, you just see that it happened, bam, bam, and you'll be saying, ah, what happened? Because that has been how God has been dealing with me. Anytime I need anything, it just come. My entitlement in the hands of men. Father, collect it for me. Look at me. Begin to note the people around you that need your help. As I'm growing in life, I notice that some people have placed some places in my life that when I don't give them, they are going to crush. Help them. Don't wait for them to crawl and beg you or come and wash your wife's undies before you help them. So, again, because you want to give them my entitlement in the hands of men. Father, collect it for me. Are you praying at all here? Are you praying? Jesus never prayed. Father, grant me the resources I need to pay my debt. Father, grant me the resources I need to sponsor my project. If you need to lift up your voice and pray. You have projects. You have debt to pay. Give me resources, Lord, to do them. Give me resources to do them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me pray for you. When words come like this, you are downcasted because you are thinking. Let your spirit be encouraged. You are going to be great. I'm not hearing you. I say you are going to be great. Please connect to these altars and pray for you. I pray for you that your divine original will appear. Hold on, she died. Gong, 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 gong. How God created you. Gong, 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 gong. The color, the shape, everything about you, your divine original will appear in the name of Jesus. Power to follow biblical principles. Because some of you just want me to help you. What about biblical principle? We call vigil on Friday. Some men did not come. Can you imagine? What we do once or twice a year. Biblical principle. Pray, give, sow seed, drop your tithe. Biblical principle. Power to follow biblical principle. Oh yeah, receive the grace in the name of Jesus. Listen to this prayer. Power to take note of the people around you and take care of them. Amen. There are people you are still better than, uncle. There are still people you are better than auntie. And the food I eat is what they eat. I didn't say no, cook another one. No. The nations will eat from your table. The great people will eat from your table. The great people, maybe you are the one that will make them great before they come and eat on your table. So I pray for you to receive the grace to be a helper of men in the name of Jesus. Say after me, may I be a helper of men. And may my own entitlement come from men. Benny, whatever that is yours in the hands of anybody, government, whatever land, receive it in the name of Jesus. This is what God said I should teach you today. I have taught you and I pray, may you be blessed by his word in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. May this word prosper you in the name of Jesus. I say, may this word prosper you, your marriage, your business, your career in the name of Jesus. May this word prosper your family in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your family be a giving, a leading family, a blessed family in the name of Jesus. Somebody said, I want to wait until I have millions to give to help people. No. The 10 naira can help them. Your 50 naira can help them. Your 20,000 can help them. I pray. May God give you eyes to see the need of others too. Then God will touch others to see your need too in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you and your children. You will never beg. You will not be a liability or burden to men in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Every time I see you, I want to pray on your hand. This is a month of prosperity. Let me see your hand. Your hand will carry great wealth in the name of Jesus. If I'm preaching giving, what are you going to give when you're not blessed? So I pray for you again that your hand will carry great wealth in the name of Jesus. I pray on your brain that your brain will generate great wealth in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you, live long to enjoy the wealth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name. If you are blessed, jam your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity, power, purpose, and to make power.